This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The order was issued by General Dwight D. Eisenhower to encourage Allied soldiers taking part in the D-Day invasion of Europe 79 years ago today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side blaming the other for the attack. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. An Oklahoma school board has approved what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious charter school. It voted 3-2 to approve the application for the St. Isidore of Seville Virtual Catholic Charter School. The online school, funded by taxpayer dollars, would be run by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City and the Diocese of Tulsa. Religious teachings would be a part of the curriculum. Oklahoma's Attorney General called the approval unconstitutional, saying legal action is likely to come as soon as a contract for the school is signed. An FBI whistleblower is alleging President Biden accepted $5 million for a policy decision. The evidence, the informant says, is in a document FBI Director Christopher Wray has refused to give to the White House Oversight Committee as the subpoena dictates. House Oversight Chairman James Comer.
These are facts and no amount of spin and frankly lies from the White House or congressional Democrats can change this information.
Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A former Watergate prosecutor is speculating presidential candidate Donald Trump is in legal trouble.
Jill Winebanks told MSNBC that Trump is facing significant jeopardy as the investigation into his handling of classified documents unfolds.
This evidence just adds to the mound of stuff that already exists, and no one piece is the be-all and end-all. But when you put them all together, the case is so strong. I'm wearing a toast pin today because I think he's toast.
Recent reports revealed federal investigators obtaining audio evidence of Trump admitting to possessing undisclosed classified documents after he left the White House. A federal grand jury could convene this week in relation to the case. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filed paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission to launch his 2024 presidential bid. A legal case is being filed against GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis over immigrants in this country illegally.
On Monday, the Behar County District Attorney's Office in Texas announced they filed both misdemeanor and felony charges, including unlawful restraint after DeSantis sent 49 migrants on a flight from San Antonio to Martha's Vineyard in September 2022. An investigation into the incident was opened last year over concerns that migrants were lured onto the flight under false pretenses of getting work. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got the one and only, no baloney, James Herson with us, the best-selling author, media and legal analyst. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, hey, Bill, how are you?
Better than the Dodgers. And that was with or without the Yankees coming to town last weekend. But, you know, what a hot mess. I mean, what are these guys doing? Don't they understand that the people come to watch what's on the field, not on the sidelines?
Well, this is America's pastime. This is a part of Americana. Baseball. I'm originally from Chicago. I'm a beleaguered Cubs fan. But I have all kinds of people, I mean, obviously in the Los Angeles area, the two teams are the Dodgers and the Angels, and they both have subjected themselves to major, major Bud Light treatment. In the Dodgers started it because the Dodgers apparently have one of these nights, Pride Night, whatever it's called, and they decided to listen to local gay advocacy groups, and they invited this group from San Francisco, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Their very name is an insult.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They say
you got to sin more in their in their institution, right?
Right. They all of their events, everything is designed. Their organization is designed out of hatred. Mm-hmm. And bigotry toward Christians, towards Catholics in particular. I mean, obviously, they dress up as demonic, gay, drag nuns. Mm-hmm. Their very image is an insult to a history of religious women who gave it all, dedicated their lives. They include, obviously, you know, Mother Teresa, who is a saint. Virtually every Catholic female saint, probably about 90% of them, were nuns. Nuns are very important to Catholicity, but they don't stop there. Just to give you an idea of some selective things they've done, they've shown up at holy masses at churches, dressed in their attire, and naturally disrupted the services. And they have picked always the holiest days of Christianity. They pick Christmas, Good Friday, Easter, to conduct the most unbelievably insulting, degrading, blasphemous things. They have
they've mocked communion. Right, James?
I mean, communion by having a fake communion using sexual items in the communion. It's like they conduct a black mass people are familiar with the Black Mass. It was a satanic mass where everything's turned upside down. They turn everything into sex. They have a contest that makes fun of the Savior of the world. I mean, I pray for these people's souls.
Yes.
Because they're committing sins that the Bible says are unpardonable. Anyway, the bottom line is the Dodgers invited them not only to appear at a baseball stadium, a very famous baseball stadium in Los Angeles, but to receive an award, a community service hero award. And so somehow this insulting, bigoted group, which managed to get, of course, because it's politically correct, they got 501c3 nonprofit status from the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
They do some.
Yeah, they won't give it to Tea Party groups, but they'll give it to the perpetual nuns here, right?
Exactly, and so they basically portray themselves as a charitable organization, so the mainstream media can say, well, this is a wonderful charitable organization that performs good services to the community, blah blah blah. But meanwhile,
charitable, like in the same way Black Lives Matter is charitable.
It may be. I mean, I don't know their economics. I mean, Black Lives Matter, they seem to buy a lot of big
mansions,
houses with the money. Yeah, mansions.
Right.
But these people, specialize in insulting, degrading, and blaspheming Christians and Catholics. And so, you know, rightfully so, organizations, Christian organizations, Catholic organizations, gave some heat to the Dodgers, and they said, oh my gosh, they backed down, especially after the Catholic League published a list of these horrible things, blasphemous things that this group does. And then another backlash came from Democrats, from Democrat politicians, from Democrat so-called gay organizations, locally in Los Angeles, and then the capper was this idiot that owns the Los Angeles Angels decides, hey, this is an opportunity for me to virtue signal and suck up to the left. And the Angels run out there after the Dodgers disinvited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. The Angels invite them. And so the pressure was on, and these Dodger ownership caved, apologized, re-invited this group, and now we have a situation where it's primarily the Catholics, the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, which is not known as being an ultra-conservative diocese, but it's offended. And of course, the Archbishop of San Francisco, Salvatore Cordeloni. I mean, he's a champion, but he's out there. And they're urging a boycott, and Catholic media, Catholic newspapers, and so Christians are joining in, and some baseball players. I give them tremendous credit because you're a baseball fan. You know how hard it is for these guys to make what they call the show, the major leagues. It's a tiny percentage. So we have pitchers from teams not the Dodgers, from the Washington Nationals, from other teams, who are Christians. Who
exactly.
Say, hey, you're mocking my Lord and Savior, which they... I mean, there's a video out there that I will not describe, but only euphemistically, but it shows a holy cross. And it shows a person who is being, who's hanging on the cross, a human being, a real human being.
Yeah, I saw this. This is disgusting.
Is simulating sexual activity with that person.
Like a pole dance on the cross of Christ with Christ hanging.
Right.
Symbolically there. That's how disgusting.
Now do Muhammad.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yes. Yeah, let's show how really good you are in this sort of thing. I mean, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence say sin no more. Interesting, you should mention San Francisco because that's where they started. They were a street group.
By the way,
Go ahead.
I say that, you know, but I would never want to see blasphemy against Islam. Or against.
We don't want to see it anywhere, for that matter, on anything. Right. James Hurston, got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from James after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking to the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Hurston, and talking about, hey, look, it's Pride Month all over the country. And, James, you know, we've had several discussions with some key Christian leaders, and we got to talk to our kids. You got to let the kids know what's going on. You can't allow the peer group to dictate, you know, their morality and their perception of what's happening here. I think it's quite interesting because I've spoken with, you know, several other groups that identify as gay, and they feel like their movement is being hijacked by the sisters, you know, by the nuns of this perpetual insanity that's taking place. So they see it as a bridge too far, even within, you know, their, you know, their movement.
Oh, it's, you know, I work in Hollywood. You can't work in Hollywood without coming across gay people. They're, yes, they're all over. And there's a ton of gay people, rank and file gay people. They are throwbacks to the old days. They want to live their lives. They want to be left alone. Yeah, I don't agree with their lifestyle. Well, they don't agree with mine either. But that's okay. But yeah, exactly. Leave the kids alone. Millions of American children, we're talking about elementary school children, at the beginning of Pride Month, they go to school, and these demented liberal teachers are dressed up. They have rainbows all over the place, and they're greeting them as if it's the highest holy day of the year, with big smiles. Welcome. It's the beginning of Pride Month. And little kids are looking like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
I like the rainbows, but what is this about? And then they tell them, of course. And so this is, you know, Pride Month should be exactly what you're talking about, a month for parents and guardians and grandparents and uncles and aunts to make sure the innocence of their children is protected. Ask your
exactly.
kids what's going on at school this month. Ask them about whether they've been prodded to change their gender or talk to about gender fluidity, about the stuff that's in Matt Walsh's documentary, What is a Woman? We have people that have abandoned reality, objective truth. They have abandoned science completely, and they are dead set to force this agenda on children, which is, as Matt Walsh says, in effect, it's child abuse.
It really is.
You've got lots
no doubt about it.
Of brainwashed parents who are doing this to their children. Parents who care will find out what's happening at their school, demand that it stop, or pull the kids out and homeschool them. There's all kinds of great services out there to help people homeschool. Get them out of there. If you can afford a Christian school, a Catholic school, and you find out, and you got to check those out too.
Yeah, right. You've got to be vigilant across the board. There's no question. You've got to up your game here. I will tell you that I fly my flag with pride. It's red, white, and blue, and has stripes all over. You know what I'm saying? My pride flag. That's mine. Now speaking of some of the silliness,
it may be upside down, but that's our pride flag.
Amen. Well, let me tell you here, you know, talk about some of the additional silliness. I don't know if you saw the cover of Glamour UK. They're showing a trans pregnant and proud, okay? I mean, this is the headline, trans, pregnant, and proud, like as if, you know, again, trying to stick their proverbial mortal thumb in God's immortal eyes, you know, and here it is. You've got, I mean, this is amazing. You've got a seemingly pregnant, it's a trans guy. I mean, you know, clearly this is what's taking place. I mean, even Pierce Morgan says, come on, you know, what are you trying to prove here? This is not a male who's pregnant. This is someone who is trans, and they are pregnant because it's impossible. Hello, earth to people, impossible for men to get pregnant. Okay.
Yeah, this is right out of dystopian sci-fi novels, classic ones like 1984, right, where the main character had to, by the end, the state wanted him to admit that 2 plus 2 equals 5. They want their followers, and they want everyone, to deny objective reality, objective science, and to accept this notion, yes, that men can get pregnant, that women can have male anatomy, that gender is fluid, that there's a difference between gender and sex, and gender is an identity, and it's what you feel at the moment, anytime. You could change, and you could be on a spectrum of genders. There's 70 genders. I mean, it's all of it is insane. All of it makes, you know, one of the bases of we being able to communicate with each other is to have intelligibility that's based on logic and reason. It's based on immaterial universal laws. And this movement rejects those immaterial universal laws, rejects evidence. Every lawyer knows that we have to look at evidence dispassionately and come to an objective conclusion based on evidence.
Exactly.
The evidence is contrary to everything they claim. Mm-hmm. The evidence, and it's a whole series of lies, but we're just dealing with this big gender lie.
And yeah, but the thing is, though, James, it infects everything. These are the same scientists that led us down this insane road in dealing with COVID, right? And now we're going to, you know, entrust them for the next thing? I mean, it's like at some point you got to sit there and say, wait a minute, you guys need to take a serious time out for a long time until you get real. Because what Go ahead.
The thing about COVID, the thing about this gender agenda, and really the climate change and a whole host of things where they claim, listen to the science,
they are
saying consensus is science. And
because they paid for it, James, consensus. That's what they did.
That's right. They pay for consensus. And they silence those voices that don't fit in the consensus. So they create this consensus by censoring and silencing. And they did that in COVID. They do it with climate change. They do it with a whole host of extremely unscientific statements and claims that are based on nothing.
Even the 2020 election, James. I mean, everything, it's one big lie at every turn. And the American people, look at, our constituency has to mount up. The silent majority can no longer be silent because they're wrecking our country and they're wrecking our kids and our grandkids. What kind of legacy are we going to have after being raised by the world's greatest generation, right?
Yeah, it's really, and the world's greatest generation came up with this superhero, Superman. Yeah. And his motto was truth, justice, and the American way. And this modern left rejects all three. They reject truth, they embrace lies, they reject justice, obviously, because it's selective justice, and they reject the American legacy, the American Constitution, and that. The American way. And so actually the creators of Superman and the Superman television show and the original movies, you know, they were on to something. So the modern version of Superman, they eliminated that slogan.
Of course.
Happy to report they're bringing it back, though, for the new Superman. And I think this boycott of Bud Light has been kind of a turning point. And I do believe that now people have just had it.
It's about saving our kids and saving our country, James Hurston. And I thank you, sir, for the insight. He's a best-selling author, media, and legal analyst. Until next time, James, thank you. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you.
The order was issued by General Dwight D. Eisenhower to encourage Allied soldiers taking part in the D-Day invasion of Europe 79 years ago today. Explosions at a Soviet-era dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine sent floodwaters across the region yesterday, with each side blaming the other for the attack. The Kharkovka Dam was built in the 1950s. The reservoir supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimea Peninsula and the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hey, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, though we saw a record amount of rain and snow this winter, we still face a hotter, drier future. Now, these weather extremes are why the state of California's Save Our Water campaign is encouraging Californians to make water conservation a way of life. And something as simple as changing the way we garden can have a huge impact. Think about it. With us today, we have design principal and landscape architect Kate Hayes of Sacramento-based Merida, and Dr. June Brando, executive director of the California Native Plant Society, to talk with us about how we can transition our yards from water-thirsty lawns to low-water California native plants. Well, before we dive in, can you start by telling us what you mean when you say native plant and how gardening with native plants or other water-wise plants helps save water?
Yes. I'll start with the first part of that question. A California native plant is simply a plant that is originally from California. So these incredible plants have evolved with our landscapes over time and are uniquely suited to our climate.
And the Save the Water campaign, Save Our Water campaign, is a statewide campaign that looks to helping residents have water conservation be a way of life. And these California native plants are a really important piece to that water conservation puzzle.
Some people might think a low-water garden has to be all cacti and rocks, but the garden you're standing in looks gorgeous, even lush. How does someone make the transition from a traditional lawn to something more like the gardens we're looking at?
That's right. California native plants and gardens can be lush, they can be beautiful, they can be colorful, textural, and green, even throughout the summer, and they can suit a variety of different design styles. So to answer your question of how to transform your lawn to California native garden, I recommend starting small. Pick your favorite sunny patch in the yard or your entryway or a path you walk on a daily basis and just start experimenting. We recommend visiting the website bloomcalifornia.org where you can find lists of native plants. You can find the nurseries where you can buy these plants, and you can find simple design recommendations. And to get even more specific, we recommend and we encourage people to visit calscape.org, where you can type in your exact home address, and it will give you the list of species, native plant species, specific to your area.
What tips do you have for people starting out?
Well, a water-wise native plant garden is usually pretty low maintenance, but we have three key tips we usually share with people to help them get started. The first is to plant ahead of the rainy season, but plan now. The best time to get plants in the ground is late fall or early winter to give them a head start. So now is a great time to be thinking about what and where you want to plant. Second, choose the right plants for your location. Using those tools that Kate just mentioned, bloomcalifornia.org and calscape.org, you can quickly identify the right plants and build a custom list that reflects your criteria and what's likely to do really well in your yard. And the third tip is to aim for a mix of plant types and hardscaping, just as you would a more traditional landscape. So think about shrubs and sculptural plants for year-round interest. Flowering annuals, wildflowers can provide fun color and fragrance. And trees, of course, provide both shade and habitat. Nice walkways, borders, and sitting areas can also add form and create space for you to enjoy your garden.
Do you have any budget-friendly options or ideas for people who want to start small?
Yes, definitely. We recommend starting with your local water agency, as many of them offer very generous water rebates to convert your lawn to native habitat. These include irrigation devices, low water irrigation devices. And we also recommend, you know, if you don't know where to start, go to your water bill, see what your local agency is, and look up their website and their rebates. Some of these programs even offer design assistance help. So if you don't know where to start, you can have a professional to your house, and these local water agencies will reimburse you their consultation fees.
And what's the best time to plant California natives, and when are they in full bloom?
The best time to plant is late fall or early winter. So that's a way to get your plants in the ground, give them a head start, and then once they're in the ground, don't overwater. Watering about once a week, unless it's raining, will help them get established. So plant ahead of the rainy season, plan now. Now's a great time to think about what you want to plant and where you want to plant it.
Where can people get more information?
Well, we already mentioned bloomcalifornia.org and calscape.org. We also recommend going to saveourwater.com, where you can find more information about water conservation savings in the landscape, and you can also find out about water savings and water conservation in your home.
Well, our thanks again to design principal and landscape architect Kate Hayes of Sacramento-based Miraday and Dr. June Bando, the executive director of the California Native Plant Society. Well, today marks the 79th anniversary of the World War II invasion of D-Day. Probably something that the kids aren't learning in school these days, so heck, we thought we'd share it with you and also remind, you know, those of us, some who were alive at the time, some where it's not such a distant memory. You know, the D-Day invasion that helped change the course of World War II was unprecedented in scale and audacity, as they say, as veterans and world dignitaries commemorate this 79th anniversary of the operation. Here's some things to consider. Nearly 160,000 Allied troops landed in Normandy on June the 6th of 1944. Of those, 73,000 were from the United States, 83,000 from Britain and Canada. Forces from several other countries also involved, including French troops fighting with General Charles de Gaulle against the Nazi occupation, faced around 50,000 German forces. More than 2 million Allied soldiers, sailors, pilots, medics, and other people from a dozen countries were involved in the overall Operation Overlord, as you know. the battle to wrest Western France from Nazi control that started on this infamous day of June the 6th of 1944. Now, the sea landing started at 6:30 in the morning local time, just after dawn, targeting five codenamed beaches, one after the other: Omaha, Utah, Gold, Sword, and Juno. The operation also included actions inland, including overnight parachute landings on strategic German sites and U.S. Army Rangers scaling cliffs to take out German gun positions. Around 11,000 Allied aircraft, 7,000 ships and boats, and thousands of other vehicles were involved in this heroic invasion. A total of 4,414 Allied troops were killed on D-Day itself, including 2,501 Americans. More than 5,000 were wounded. I know when we look at those reels, those historic reels, and they show the landing there in Normandy and the carnage that took place, the numbers were just heartening, you know, and heartbreaking to see, you know, all that, you know, paid the price, you know, for our freedom and to save the Western world. In the ensuing Battle of Normandy, 73,000 Allied forces were killed, 153,000 wounded. The battle, especially Allied bombings of French villages and cities, killed around 20,000 French civilians. The exact German casualties aren't known, but historians are estimating between 4 and 9,000 men were killed and wounded or missing during the D-Day invasion alone. About 22,000 German soldiers are among the many buried around Normandy. A few thousand D-Day veterans may still be alive. The youngest are in the late 90s. A few dozen are in Normandy for the 79th anniversary. Charity organizations and local French residents helped organize their trip back to the beaches of D-Day, including providing travel and housing to ensure they could make the journey. My brother did go and make the journey, not this particular time, but he shared with me just how welcoming and understandably how America is looked at and considered, because they understand that the Americans were a big part and saved a major, major role in saving France. So this is the day, this June 6th of 1944, the 79th anniversary of D-Day, the World War II invasion. Another reason to take a pause, be thankful for our freedoms, and this great American idea that is in our hands, ladies and gentlemen, that remains in our hands. And if we are to hold on to it by the grace of God and His mercy, then we need to do what we can, you know, to ensure this democratic republic for the generations to come. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming on 18 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay here.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. And oh, do we have a treat for you. Laura Silva, the actress known for Dynasty, The Chosen, Queen of the South. She joins us to talk about her new movie, which will be coming out soon. It is on PureFlix. Of course, many of us relate to Laura. Her role as Simon's wife as Eden in The Chosen has really brought additional notoriety and name recall for you, Laura. You must be excited about that.
Yes, it's so mind-blowing still. I can't believe we're on season four. We're currently filming now. And it's just been so much fun, but also just really, really incredibly life-changing, not only for me personally, but life-changing to hear people's stories, and especially with Eden's story in season three, just, you know, empowering women to be, you know, to share their stories. And it's been really, really awesome.
Well, you know, and the thing is, this is so different because when you do a movie, you've worked on the character, you do the shoot, it's over. In this particular case, because of the series, and you're going to end up with 7 series in total, I understand, is what Dallas tells me,
yes.
Is that, you know, the character development is dynamic, isn't it?
It is, for every single character. I think that's what makes it so special, why people just love watching the show and why it's where it is today, because of the humanity behind every character. You're not just seeing them, you know, just stories that we've heard over and over again from scripture, but it's actually come to life. And the relatability to realizing these people were actually people, and they went through the same things we go through today and experience everything. So there's so much richness in the character development, and it's been really awesome to be a part of it and to even watch as an audience member.
Well, that's the thing that I hear repeatedly, you know, from my circle that I travel in, and we talk about the chosen, the humanity aspect of it, whether we're talking about Jesus Christ or the players, you add a dimension without violating, I believe, the structure of Scripture and the validity of Scripture.
Yeah.
You just give us something to think about. And the thing that's so cool about it is people are so influenced by it, they're reading the Bible. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. Yeah, that's what Dallas always talks about, is that, like, you know, it, even for myself, when I was reading the scripts, you know, as they come out every season, I have to go back myself and see, like, wait a minute, did this actually happen in the Bible, or, like, are we just throwing this in? So that's what's interesting, and God wants us to do that. You know, even as we read the Bible, he wants us to ask questions and try to read in between the lines and use our imagination, and I think that's what the creators and writers are doing.
Yeah, because we're asked to study to show ourselves approved, and this is a welcoming process. One more question regarding the chosen, then we want to talk about divine influencer, if you can put up with me for one more. And that is,
no, you're great,
though. How did you land the role of Eden?
So with the chosen, I actually didn't know about it. It didn't come through my agent. I was with a smaller boutique agency at the time, which means that we didn't get to see, like, the, you know, certain projects come through. Mm-hmm. But there was a young woman who was an actress that I met 3 years prior to the chosen, and she lived in LA. We became best friends, she started working at a casting office for Beverly Holloway, and that is exactly who the Chosen used to cast the Chosen. And so when she was helping casting, so when the breakdown came out for, you know, the roles that were needed to fill, she saw the role of Mary Magdalene and thought of me for it, and directly sent it to me and my agent. But from there, she kind of just let me know, like, hey, you know, do your best. Here you go. Good luck. But, like, it's out of my hands after this. But thankfully, Beverly Holloway, the casting director, saw it. She loved my audition and sent it to Dallas. Dallas loved it, but he had a different role in mind for me. And I'm grateful for that, because he had the opportunity to read for Peter's Lincoln. And when I booked it, it was just like another God moment in my life, that he just placed people in my life that helped me and guided me and were there for me. And the rest, it was kind of in his hands. So it was awesome.
Don't you just love divine appointments like that? That is so cool.
Absolutely. Yes. Divine appointments is a great way to put it. I almost thought of it like divinely connecting the dots that he kind of does in our lives. And sets things up for us before we even know it or have any aware of it.
Well, speaking of the divine, let's talk about this new Pureflix movie. How did we transition on that one so smoothly, right? Divine influencer. Exactly. Once again, God's hand. Thank you, Lord. So tell us about Divine Influencer.
So Divine Influencer, it's about a young woman. Her name is Olivia Golden. She's a very entitled influencer. She's got this me-first attitude about everything, and she suddenly loses that limelight. She loses her job, and her parents financially cut her off as, like, a tough love move. She loses her apartment all in the same week, so she essentially goes from riches to rags, and, you know, she's desperate and basically homeless, and she takes a job at a homeless shelter for all the wrong reasons, and then she realizes the joy and purpose that comes from serving others while she's working there and listening to, you know, the people's stories that come in, and that's where she finds her purpose and is then influenced by them instead. So it's been a really, really awesome story in her journey.
What a timely storyline when we have so many numbers of influencers that are impacting our culture today, Laura.
Absolutely, yes. The message of the film is really a reflection on that, and how easy it is to, in this world of social media, to live for the likes and the shares and, you know, the comments and people wanting, you know, to follow, you know, they want to grow their following instead of really living our lives and how, looking at ourselves and how we're impacting others, you know, living a life for God and how he truly sees us and what we're, you know, what we're really putting out there and what we're following and what we're kind of filling our minds and hearts with. And so I just encourage, you know, whoever, you know, it's not a bad thing to want to be an influencer, but like, for what are the reasons, you know, what's behind that and what are you putting out there?
Exactly. No, you bring up a good point here, because it's not only the influencers, but it's the people who are influenced as well, which I think is going to have an impact on the totality of the culture in that regard, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I agree, because I think that, you know, there's so much comparison out there, especially, I think, for young women and teens in social media. And I think that the more we can empower others to influence in a positive way. And I think it's just, that's what we need, because social media is here to stay. The media is here to stay. And so it's really about just focusing on how we can make that better.
Exactly. We're talking with Lara Silva. She plays the role of Olivia in Divine Influencer, which is releasing on PureFlix. And regarding influence, what did you draw out of this in terms of the meaning of influence, and who and what are some of the key influences in your life?
Yeah, the first influencer I met and knew was my mother from a very young age. So my mom is a very strong, brave woman. She moved by herself from Brazil to America to give me a better life, until she was able to kind of establish a life and then finally bring me, you know, to live that American dream and be here and follow my own dreams. And, you know, my faith journey, I came to know a little bit later in life. And then that's when I realized that Jesus was really the true influence that I needed, to really emanate like that love and acceptance of others. Cause Jesus was truly the perfect example of service towards others. Yes. You know, he came into the world, and instead of people serving him, he was serving others, you know, himself, with just such humility. And so that's just what I think that it was just always in me, but it really solidified when I accepted him into my life and heart.
Yeah. How cool is that? What do you hope that people take away from a divine influencer?
I hope that people realize that, you know, service is just a great way to put aside our self-centeredness and notice how we're connected, almost even indebted to others. Just when we start seeing the genuine needs of others, it deters our own sense of entitlement. And that it's just what God calls us to do. And I hope that people can reflect on themselves and see what they can do for others and their community, and really put love behind what they're doing. And it's not just the action of servicing, but really the love and attitude toward the people that you're serving.
Mm-hmm. Lara, two more quick questions for you.
When does
the film premiere, and where can people watch it?
Yes, it premieres August 4th, 2023, and you'll be able to stream it on PureFlix. And hopefully, maybe in theaters, there might be little talks of it. I don't know. Don't quote me. But hopefully, we can get it out in front of a lot of people.
What a great story. It needs to get out there in front of a bunch of people, no doubt about it. Well, Lara Silva, cannot thank you enough for your time. I so appreciate you. And congratulations on the Chosen series. Of course, we know her as Eden. She plays Simon's wife. We're going to be rolling that out in January next year. Season 4 and 3 more seasons was what Dallas says that we can look forward to.
Yeah.
So a total of 7 seasons. That'll keep you busy and ongoing, along with your other projects that you're doing. And, of course, we'll look forward to watching Divine Influencer, which will come out on August the 4th of this year as well. Lara, thank you so much. God bless. Take care.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill. Take care.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com. Jose.